It has been suggested yet again, and this time by a Beryl chief economist, that to help both solve Auckland's housing situation and help provincial rural New Zealand, which in some areas is stagnating if not declining, that the government should incentivize, whether through coercion or subsidies, more likely to be the former, that jobs should be shifted out of Auckland or away from Auckland, as well as people, and into the rural sector. It was said by the Beryl chief economist, and forgive me if I get this wrong, Ganesh Nana, and I've linked the Radio New Zealand article that I'm quoting, that Dr. Nana said more jobs should be in rural regions where the economy's real wealth was created. Problem is, as I bring in the context on why Dr. Nana's thinking and others that support it is faulty, is that it seeming they love to compare the apple orange scenario of dairy's contribution to GDP to Auckland's contribution to GDP. Dairy contributes 7% to our GDP, and that's usually through high volume, low value milk powder for the most part of it, while Auckland, through its higher end, higher value services and manufacturing, it contributes 35.3% to the national economy or GDP. Furthermore, while dairy is prone to some quite wild swings, as we're seeing at the moment, dairy prices have been wiped by 50% short coming the next pay, reducing the next payout to the economy by 5.6 billion, I think the last figure quoted was. Auckland in itself is continuing its boom cycle, owing through its housing and immigration, but also through the flow-on effects through its service sector and its manufacturing sector, which do not go through the wild swings the dairy sector does. The only time you would catch Auckland's economy really tanking is maybe the first stages of such as the global financial crisis, is when the world economy is buggered anyway. And so, could rural jobs ease Auckland's housing crisis? That is, moving jobs and deterring people away and out of Auckland into the rural sector? No, no, and no. If anything, it would be detrimental to both Auckland and the rural sector. We're not Chairman Mao's China. We're not even modern China, for that matter, where they tried to build cities out in the middle of the WAPs during their boom of recent, only for these cities now to become ghost cities as the credit crunch starts to bite China today, and as it starts going through its consolidation of mass infrastructure and manufacture build to now consumerism and services. Don't worry, all Western countries have gone before it, so China's not alone in history. We are also not Stalin's Soviet Union with his programs of sending industry out into the provincial areas of the Soviet Union to only provide great detriment to not only rural Soviet Union, but also to the main centres of the Soviet Union as well. So, again, I do not know why people suggest moving or incentivising or coercing jobs away or out of Auckland into the rural sector. Didn't work for China, didn't work for Russia, it doesn't work for Australia, and they actually do the opposite. They encourage their cities to grow, which has spill-on effects into the rural, to their provincial areas in their respective states. America certainly doesn't do it. And so I don't know why we suggest we should do it. Now, there was a case of, in the Radio New Zealand article, that the ANZ has boosted numbers in Ashburton to take advantage of what was the dairy boom. Well, that is the free market working. That's them going down to meet a demand situation where they need more bankers and financialists and accountants to assist an expanding industrial sector down there. That's not through probably no help of the state. We're seeing some of the mighty iwi enterprise units building a huge big logistics factory just north, I think it's north or west of Hamilton, close to the motor Waikato Expressway and the main North Island trunk line. That's because of the infrastructure between Hamilton, Tauranga and Auckland, and also the growing demand for logistics services in that section. We are seeing some industry set up in Pōkeno to service the rural area there, but also Auckland will either consolidate, grow, or shed its heavy industry as the city grows. And the heavy industry will continue to move south, and to the point it's going to move out of Auckland naturally, because heavy industry always needs cheap land, and as the price of land becomes more expensive in Auckland, industry will move away from it. So industry situation, you're going to find that the industrial manufacturing jobs, especially in the larger heavy industries, might move south out of Auckland anyway, without any help or encouragement. There is 2 points that Dr. Nana and Salvation Army Major Campbell Roberts, who also agrees with Dr. Nana, are missing in regards to the rural sector and to Auckland. The first one being is, and which flows on to the second one, is Auckland's sheer bulk and mass of being a beta class world city attracts, we're at critical mass, I should say first, where it's Auckland's sheer bulk and size and mass means we're now at critical mass where we have the population and the infrastructure, both physical and social, to attract higher end manufacturing and services into the city. This has benefits to not only Auckland itself, but also to the rest of the country as income generation increases and flow through to the rest of the country, not just Auckland. And as Auckland continues to develop its critical mass, we have, and it was picked up in the Sydney plan, and they plan to focus on this a lot, especially with Parramatta and Sydney CBD itself, but with Auckland, because of its critical mass, we see the agglomeration effects, which they do benefit Auckland, but the agglomeration effects are where, and I'm quoting from page 46 of the Sydney plan, direction 1.7, grow strategic centres providing more jobs closer to home. In the third paragraph, it goes, and this applies to Auckland, businesses benefit from proximity to other businesses and services where they are clustered in a few larger centres. This economic density is called agglomeration, and it's mentioned for Auckland in the Radio New Zealand piece. And it's important for productivity because it fosters innovation, improves efficiency and economies of scale, and supports faster growth than if the economic activity was dispersed across in a wild area. So if you kick or disincentivize or coerce the jobs and the population out of Auckland into the rural sector, you're actually going to do more harm to Auckland herself as well as rural and New Zealand as a whole. For as even the Sydney plan points out, you would through the dispersed effect, you're dispersing across a wider area. Thus, we have diseconomies of scale, we have inefficiencies, we lose innovation, and productivity drops out, and New Zealand has a productivity problem as is. So to help the rural sector in Auckland, you're going to have to look for other methods to foster and nurture them and to make them strong again, because hammering Auckland for it, as it was noted by the New Zealand Institute, it's not going to work. And in any case, we need the agglomeration effects in Auckland to continue to diversify and stabilize our economy when we have the commodities sector, the rural sector, go through such violent swings. So the best way to help rural New Zealand out is actually through our physical infrastructure. That is, adequate road and I emphasize the word, and rail connections to our provincial centres. If you look between Auckland, Hamilton and Tauranga, otherwise known as the Golden Triangle, it is interlinked by several state highways, the predominant being state highways 1, 2, 27 and 29, as well as the North Island main trunk line that runs technically from Britomart all the way to Wellington, plus the East Coast main line from Frankton Junction and Hamilton Central through to the Port of Tauranga and Mount Maunganui, and I think it continues further south after that. What we are seeing is Auckland continues its growth and its agglomeration. And with the infrastructure being constantly upgraded at the moment with the state highways in this area, and hopefully soon the rail, is that the rural town centres, as Auckland, well, and even Hamilton and Tauranga continue to grow, as these towns in between also will find their place as mini satellite centres to support the three larger cities themselves, as they're readily connected. You're going to find that aspects of the population will move out of Auckland anyway. You're going to find aspects of our industry moving out anyway, and they're going to move first into these centres that are already connected by the state highway and rail system. And so these areas are going to be pretty much looked after by their bigger cousins. This can apply further down the line with Wellington, although it's going to be a bit hard for Wellington, so I'll go to Christchurch, our second biggest city after Auckland, well, a united Auckland, Greater Auckland. Christchurch supporting its centre, the smaller rural centres around it through state highways and rail, and as the population and industry continues to move for the same reasons it does in Auckland. But what about other places like, it was mentioned, Whanganui, and other places? Unfortunately, these places, we're going to have to come to a realisation, what do these places have to them, both even primary manufacturing or services, and how can they benefit the towns, those areas, over the next 50 years? We're going to have to do some hard soul searching for these guys. We really do, to see if there is a way for them to survive, or we just have to close them down. To be unfortunately blunt, but to, it's best not have them in misery any longer. But to prop them up or cross-subsidize them by pilfering Auckland, by taking its jobs and people through coercion and disincentivization, is not the way to go, because, as I said before, you will harm both Auckland, which contributes to 35.3% of our national income, and the rest of the nation as well. So we're going to need bright ideas, and I think I would recommend turning to the United States, where declining cities in the interior are starting to make their comeback of recent years. So we better find out why and see if it can be applied for our centres here. That is how you make rural New Zealand survive. That is how you do not harm Auckland, thus not harming the rest of the nation. At the end of the day, we've got to stop this Auckland versus everyone else crap. Auckland is here to stay. We contribute over a third of the national GDP. We're probably the only city that has the critical mass through agglomeration to attract the higher end manufacturing and services, which includes research, which would bring in not only boost our GDP, but also higher incomes, thus a higher standard of living, eventually for not only Auckland, but for all.